thanks to the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6. Brett Phillips, he doesn't need recharging. He's flying through the Australian Open. He's still got plenty of energy and he joins us again this morning. Morning, BP.
Jules, good morning here in the bunker. Don't worry about all the other great marquee matchups today. This should be an absolute killer deal. Shuko Aoyama and also her partner, 23-year-old. No light in my box here. Ena Shibihara, the number two seeds from Japan, are actually making a great combination up against Anna Danilina of Kazakhstan and Beatrice Haddad-Maia.
It's a little hors d'oeuvre. Yeah.
It's a little hors d'oeuvre. Yeah. I was trying to think of something just a little bit less than the entree.
Yes. I'm glad you read out their names because I wasn't going to try. Last night, Daniil Medvedev, I was thinking of you last night because I know you've been big on Felix. And Felix was absolutely flying. And I thought Daniil's in all sorts of problem, but full credit to the Russian. That was a pretty remarkable turnaround because Felix was playing unbelievably in those first two sets.
Yeah, it was lights out from Felix. I've still got the snakes here, Jules, that we requested going into the fifth set, which nearly 5 hours the match last night. And yeah, Felix was absolutely superb. I mean, he walked out like a young man who was, yeah, this is my night to really have a crack at a big scalp. He hadn't taken a top five scalp before. They played at that US Open semi-final last year. He would have learned a lot. I reckon he's grown a few inches since then. And his stroke play, particularly from the vantage point that we've got here, Jules, it was just, men's tennis at that level was mesmerising. I mean, the inside in forehand up the line, then, you know, both players been able to get forward. I mean, Medvedev, I mean, you certainly sit here and, I mean, you see it on TV, but it's, you know, here where you see how far he stands back. So the temptation is to throw in the drop shot, but Daniil is like a cheater. I mean, he just is in there. He anticipates, gets that big frame going, and this is why he's so hard to play, because he gets so much back. And then the conditions changed. You know, the storms came. He was sweating profusely. They closed the roof. He had to change of clothes, shoes, socks, the whole works, and he just kept the belief, as the champions do. They always believe they can come back and win from anywhere. He's been in that situation not too many times, but he has been in that situation before. And it's not like, you know, Felix just disintegrated, but Daniil rose his level, and it was, brilliant match.
He's must listen to in his post-matches with Jim Courier. What do you think the overall feel of the crowd is towards Daniil Medvedev? Do they like him? Are they warming to him? What's the overall feel, do you think?
Well, I think we go back to that US Open when he played, was it Rafa in
Rafa,
the final?
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, and it was, sorry, it was the matches leading into that where he became the villain over in New York. I mean, you know, if you upset the New Yorkers, they'll get on your back. But they can also fall in love with you at the same time through your deeds and actions and the way you go about it on court. So he is one of those, and it's probably, with the Russian players in general, they can have moments where they just sort of blow up and lose their cool and composure, and they can get the crowd offside, but then they've got this sort of quirky nature about them, and any time he speaks into a microphone, it's raw, it's compelling. I think it's fantastic. He really gives you some genuine insights. His IQ is off the charts. Very, very intelligent guy. Jill Savara and he have made a great combination, and yeah, I think he'll, throughout his career, I mean, the more he wins, he'll know to get more fans, but I think there's always going to be a touch of that hero-villain about him.
Yeah, no, I think he's fascinating. I think he's outstanding. Let's get on to today. Big day for the Australians. We've got two doubles combinations. We've got Dylan Alcott and we've got Ash Barty in action. Are we going to get four wins?
Well, Kokkinakis Kyrgios up against a very experienced doubles pairing, Marcel Granollers of Spain and Horacio Zabias of Argentina. So they know their way around a doubles court, and used to be very good singles players back in the day, very respectable rankings inside the top 50. But once again, you've got a doubles pairing in Kokkinakis and Kyrgios who don't play that traditional type doubles in the way the court is set up. So, you know, the opposition teams who are, you know, higher ranked, who play doubles all year, they win titles, but they're up against two guys who, you know, playing big, serving at an incredible rate, big off the ground, and you've got this, you know, crowd that's so different from anywhere they go around the world. So there's just so much to deal with as the other doubles pairing. So right now, just the way the two Ks are playing together, it'll be interesting to see, you know, in here at RLA, I mean, they're expecting a full house, how the crowd will behave, and certainly respecting the opposition players, but you've probably got to back them in. Dylan, Yeah, oh, geez, covered some ground. I mean, he won a couple of days ago on the Learjet up to Canberra, honoured as Australian of the Year, back here in a final against Sam Schroeder, who was out here practising 14, about an hour ago, Jules, and he looks like he's keen to upset the party here today. He's got that look of a devil on him, Sam Schroeder. But, you know, Dylan, I think, coming off that great win against Andy Lapthorne, he is the best quad wheelchair singles player. So I think the fairy tale's going to happen for Dylan today. And, you know, I still feel confident about Ash. Status quo from probably every other match I've watched her play in the last week. I know Madison is a more formidable opposition, and she can play a great level of tennis, but I think Barty, as Craig Tizer said yesterday, she's ready to go up another gear.
Yep, that would be exciting. BP, good calling. We'll be listening this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
The super-fast charging all-electric Kia EV6 is as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/au.